It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Norma Ritz Johnson. Norma is Executive Director of the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, headquartered in Lubbock. Great to see you.
Great to see you. How are you?
Never better. I noticed that you're wearing something on your lapel here that says 15. 15 for what?
Well, I can't believe it's been almost 15 years, but 15 years since the checkoff started. And so we've got a great milestone to mark this year with a lot of excitement and certainly building on a lot of the success of the past 15 years. So, you know, I want to congratulate the sorghum producers who decided back 15 years ago to start this checkoff. It was a result of some really bold leadership and some vision. It took a lot of vision. For the checkoff, which you know, really has accomplished quite a bit in 15 years, but you know, we are really excited about the future as well.
You have the privilege of having been a part of the organization, which was National Grain Sorghum Producers at the time, before the checkoff came around, and now that you see it 15 years later. Are there a couple of success stories, in other words, things that we might not have been able to imagine over 15 years ago have come to fruition because of the checkoff?
Yeah, I think certainly one of the major, of course, benefits of the checkoff is having the resources available to make those investments that add value back to the producer. Certainly, as you mentioned, I was part of the sorghum industry before the checkoff existed and did some great work. And, you know, the sorghum organizations did some great work, but the checkoff really just has made it possible to take that to the next level. A great example of that is the long time coming accomplishment of herbicide technologies. Had three of those technologies launched starting 2 years ago, and that's probably one of the most exciting accomplishments because it brings solutions to producers. And we like, you know, we're in the solutions business at the checkoff, whether it is addressing challenges of sorghum production so that we can improve the profitability of sorghum production for producers, or whether it's presenting sorghum as a solution from a sustainability standpoint, all the way from the production level at the farm to the processing end of it, all the way to consumers that are seeking sustainable ingredients or, you know, products with sustainable ingredients such as sorghum, whether in their pet food or whether in their food for themselves or, you know, in terms of the renewable fuels that sorghum goes into.
Checkoff really plays a big role in the research side. Are there some interesting projects going on, big projects going on right now?
You know, we're continuing to conduct some of that, what I would call, you know, farm-level, basic-type research on continuing to work on improving sorghum production. One of the most exciting projects that we launched over the past few months was a project that is collaborative in nature. It involves Texas Tech University, Kansas State University, Texas A&M, and USDA ARS collaborators who are going to be looking at a comprehensive project addressing the physiology of the sorghum plant. So looking at the actual design or architecture of the plant is something that hasn't been done, and at least in modern history with modern technologies. And so that's something that we're very excited about because we're looking at everything from the stomata on the leaves and how that affects water use and water efficiency, you know, to the design of the grain head. It's a comprehensive 5-year project, hasn't been done before, and I couldn't be more excited about that one. The other thing that is kind of a transition that our research has taken is looking at marketable traits. And so looking at research projects and breeding projects that either bring out marketable traits such as high protein, different nutrients. And so that's the reason for that is just that those are those high-value markets that really bring value back to the sorghum producer. Every day we set out to work on driving premium, driving production or driving perception of sorghum. I call them the three P's. And it's something that can easily be remembered top of mind. It's a litmus test for all of the efforts that we undertake every day, as well as the investments that we make on behalf of sorghum producers in research projects, in our marketing efforts, and in our promotion efforts. And so premium production and perception is something that we are continuing to work on, and I look forward to what happens after this 15-year mark for the checkoff. But it certainly has been something that's been wonderful for sorghum producers, and we're hard at work working on their behalf every day.
And if we want to keep up with the sorghum checkoff, we can do that online at sorghumcheckoff.com. From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.